just out of curiosity, do you guys ever run into any cash flow problems? Are you guys like a net 30, net 60 type deal? Okay, yeah, no, because the only reason why I'm saying that is because one of our programs that we offer is a working capital program, which is an unsecured cash flow.
Sounds good. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
Hey, Ethan. This is Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. Is Steve there?
He might be here. He told me he was about to leave, so let me go check and see if I can find him for you. Hold on.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, is that something that you might be interested in? An unsecured cash loan? Okay. Well, I mean, right towards the end of the year here. You guys don't want to bring on any, equipment right now and try to take advantage of Section 179? Okay. You guys have plans to grow for the rest of the year, or what's coming up in the horizon? Okay. How's 2016 been treating you? Yeah, compared to last year.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Bank of where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, sounds funny over the phone. I know you're busy, so I won't take up much of your time. I just wanted to introduce myself and just kind of let you know that the business is pre-approved for some equipment and some working capital.
We don't need that. We're actually in great shape, okay?
That's nice. Is there maybe a time where you do bring out some equipment?
No, we actually just pay cash as we go. So we're different than most courses. Okay.
That's good to hear. Is it okay if I maybe check back in with you, just in case, just so you have me on file?
Yeah, where are you guys located?
We're in San Diego, California. You guys are out there in Utah?
Yeah.
Nice. How's the weather out there?
It's good now. It's going to be bad in about a month and a half. So
is it going to be
better,
cold?
Get all the golf play in that we can now, because it's going to turn cold in November. So.
Do you guys have an off-season there? Like, do people like still join the golf course?
We close our course down on Thanksgiving, then reopen it in February or 1st of March. This year, 1st of March, but last year, February 1st. So depends on the weather.
Right. Do you guys do anything during the slow time?
Well, we have a full clubhouse here, so we do weddings and Christmas parties, and so we still have other ways of making some money during our slow time.
Oh, nice, nice. We're out here in San Diego, California, and we have two programs, which is our equipment and some working capital, just in case something does come up. You can maybe you have some a point of contact with me. I'd love to help you out.
If you want to send me an email, that's fine with me. I'll look and keep it. The only way I could see us ever using you is if I decided to buy the course. Then you might not want to lend me some money, but I would like to own this course, and I think I could get it for a song and a dance. But
How much is that golf course worth?
Golf course is worth $12 million, and I could get it for probably $2
million. About $2 million? Okay.
Yeah. But I wouldn't need that much. I have money, but I would need some capital. That'd take everything I have, but I'd need some capital at that point in time to help me. Keep in touch, okay?
All right, definitely. What's your email again, Steve?
Steve@townscove.com.
Steve@townscove.com.
That's what you just called.
Towns. So Talons Cove.
Yeah.
.com.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I was trying. I don't want to send you. I'll send the wrong email, and you never have my information. So I just wanted to touch base that way. But do you have any equipment that you have on the maybe to cut the grass?
What's that? No, we actually our owner has quite a bit of money, and as we need it, we just buy it.
Cool.
So he's operated. So.
Nice, Steve. Well, pleasure speaking with you. It was nice talking to you, and then we'll keep in touch.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, Steve. Have a great day. Bye.